The 14th World Forestry Congress is set to take place in Durban, South Africa from the 7th to the 11th of September. During this year's Congress, FAO will show how the world's forests have changed over the last 25 years when it launches a new edition of its Comprehensive Forest Review. Heads of state and ministers will be among several thousand people gathering for the Congress, which takes place every 6 years. And this year's Congress is hosted by the Republic of South Africa with support from FAO, and the event marks the first time the Congress will be held in Africa. Under the theme Forests and People, Investing in a Sustainable Future, the Congress will focus on the role of forests in sustaining life, with special highlights on Africa, climate change, innovation and investment, water, wildlife, wood fuel, and youth. But to explain more is Tina Vahanen, Deputy Director of FAO's Forest Assessment, Management, and Conservation Division. Ms. Vahanen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
During this year's Congress, FAO will show how the world's forests have changed when it launches this forest review. How has the global forest sector evolved over the past 25 years?
Thank you, Sandra. Forest and forest management have changed substantially over the past 25 years. Overall, this period has seen a series of positive results. Even though globally the extent of the world's forests continue to decline as human populations continue to grow and demand for food and land increases, at the same time, the attention paid to sustainable forest management is higher than ever before. More land is designated as permanent forests. There's more monitoring, reporting, planning, and the legal frameworks for sustaining forest management are largely in place. In 1990, the world had 4.1 billion hectares of forests. And by 2015, this year, this area has decreased under 4 billion hectares. So there was a net loss approximately of 129 million hectares of forests in 25 years. A total area about the size of South Africa. This represents an annual rate of 0.13%. Still, this should be understood in a context. The annual rate of loss has slowed down.
What trends stand out across the regions?
In general, forest area in the north is increasing and forest area in the south in general is decreasing. The enabling environment for sustainable forest management is improving everywhere, but continues to lag behind in the tropics and in low-income countries. The biggest forest area loss occurred in the tropics, particularly in South America and Africa, although the rate loss in those areas has decreased substantially in the past 5 years.
Picking up on what you said about the Congress outcome, Vision 2050, it's meant to strengthen the role of forests and forestry in sustaining development and pave a new road to a new climate change agreement at the UN's climate change conference happening in Paris in December. How does the theme tie in with FAO's work?
This is visionary and it is fully aligned with the FAO member countries' objectives, especially with the objective of sustainable management and utilization of natural resources. And we want to make an impact. It is very timely and interesting to look into how the forestry sector is developing and what kind of investments are needed to ensure that forests and forestry are well integrated and strengthened in overall sustainable development. Climate change, say 10 years ago, wasn't so tangible for people to understand, or they understand the role of the forest that it makes, being basically the largest sink for mitigating climate change and global warming. The new figures that we're getting through from the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2015 will prove that the role of forest is increasingly significant in climate change mitigation in particular.
Do you think the sector has given enough attention in the larger conversation about climate change?
Yes, absolutely. The attention is increasing largely thanks to the UNFCCC developments on reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, the so-called RED Plus, where FAO has played also a major role through the UN RED program. Also, we hope that this technical message from the World Forestry Congress to UNFCCC Paris 21 will contribute largely to the positive outcomes of the convention and also hopefully the agreement on a new legal framework for climate change.
What do you hope will come from this event?
Well, we expect that the Congress develops a new vision for forest and forestry in sustainable development, the Vision 2050. With the investments as a chapeau, I hope that this vision includes guidance, a kind of a plan for the future that highlights how forests are better integrated with other land uses, how forests are a solution to climate change, how forestry can improve food security, how to make wood energy more sustainable and efficient, and finally, last but not least, how to secure education and employment for youth. The Congress will send the key technical messages both to Paris COP21 and the UN General Assembly on Sustainable Development Goals.
Ms. Vahanen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.